Whenever you're ready. Grab a glass of water, please.
1, 2, 3.
Johnny,
sorry about the mess.
Should we do it again?
Yeah, let's do it again.
All right, so welcome to episode 20 of the FFDU Pubcast. We're back again. I can't believe we've made it to 20. 20 and two.
Is that officially 20 or is it 19?
No, it's definitely 20.
It's 20.
Counted them.
Yeah.
What about the one that
never
happened?
Yeah,
to take
your
shoes off. What about the one that never happened?
Well, that wasn't an episode, was it?
Lost in the ether.
Yeah.
Right.
Before I forget, thank you very much, Cheers. You've done as well. We're up to episode 20 now, so it's really good that you keep supporting us and turning down the TV that everyone's watching. And thank you very much, Miller. It's Miller time again, so everyone's having a good one.
So look at Fernsey's face.
Yeah. Fernsey won't be drinking today.
It was cider time last night, Jesus.
Cool. So let's go around. Obviously Fernsey's here.
Yeah.
A lot worse for wear. So why are you worse for wear?
Spent about $160 on cider last night, so
For the
a little bit fragile and precious.
But why did you spend? Are you not going to tell us that you were watching a match?
Well,
I didn't put it on the list. That's being nice.
I'm trying as hard as I can to erase it from my memory, but yeah, it's just not happening.
You've got to be in a final to lose it.
Well, that's it. That's true.
And you can hear here, Mac has actually pulled a whole chair up to the table for the first time ever. So
yeah, Mac, welcome to the show.
Opposed to just chiming in from 50 metres away.
No racing.
Racing yesterday.
Nearly got the first four, which would have been $9,500.
Nearly.
As it happened, I got three of the four. Yeah. And the favourites, which was meant to win.
I'm pretty sure.
Cost me $9,500, effectively. Yeah. Of a $30 bet, so there you go.
Well, you did it,
tempted. Oh, moving around. So we've got some new panelists today.
Two
new panelists. I'm Rob, Manchester City fan. Yeah.
They're coming out of everywhere these days, aren't they?
Hey, leave him alone.
He had a Chelsea shirt on last night.
Yeah, Kim James some backup, didn't
he? Yeah. It's well needed as well. I'm outnumbered by all these bloody copites.
I'm not a copite.
Not you, Lee. I don't ever get any aggro with you. It's all these Liverpool fans out there.
So on to the next copite then.
And I'm Kev. I'm a Liverpool fan. Quite disappointed about last night, but
you've turned up with a big smile on your face. What happened after the match?
I fell in love, didn't I? Fell in love. I had the one of his dreams. It's all about marriage this morning.
He went home with second prize.
You left here.
First prize it was. It was first prize.
And then apparently you did score.
Yeah. I'm not fully halfway there, you know. Maybe next week.
Is that Liverpool scored as many times as you last night?
Was yours over the line?
I'm just sat next to our new guest, and he's got a Liverpool shirt on. I'm stoked he doesn't hit me. I'm gonna be nice.
That'd be a nice
change. JMO's back. I've had a bit of a break the last few weeks because of my commitments to Leichhardt Saints, but.
How's it going?
Not good. Played 5, lost 4, won 1. 2 goals, 1 assist. Yeah, it's not good, mate.
Are you going to quit?
No. Then
again, 2 goals. It's pretty decent, mate, considering you've lost all your games.
And you did see one of them, Kev, didn't you?
It was a storm, mate. I'll be honest. It was a decent goal.
Crisp strike from the edge of the box.
If he does say so himself.
Yes, quietly. Yeah, I'm available on YouTube.
Oh, I didn't even add the fact that I took 2 players on and it was in the top.
We'll come on to Messi later.
So let's kick it off with what little A-League news we have, obviously. So
then it goes me, Fernsey.
Well, it's been up and down, obviously, with last night. But no, it's a much better week than I thought it was going to be, considering we were looking at basically the FFA taking the Jets over. But now, as most people, the UK people might not know, but the local people would know that Nathan Tinkler's decided to take the licence back. He's kissed and made up with Frank Lowy, so everything.
But didn't Lowy fly to Brisbane?
Yeah, Tinkler was up in Brisbane and they met apparently in a hangar somewhere. Up in Brisbane, yeah, at the airport somewhere. Yeah, and so
is this football or are we dealing drugs?
I don't know.
But he wants to give him a load of drugs to get that license back.
Yeah, well, apparently they've kissed and made up, so they've FFA's FFA's agreed to some stuff, Tinkler's agreed to some stuff, and everything looks to be repaired, and it's been a good news week this week so far with all the positive news that's come in.
Absolutely delighted.
Well, yeah, I would be more delighted if last night hadn't happened.
Did
but,
you go past any police cars on the way in, like DUI and all that?
We might need to get a defibrillator before the end of this.
I was keeping my head down as
Jane,
I was driving.
Can you get a first aid kit? But another good. It was a good week. A-League this week. Looks like SBS could be getting a bit of free-to-air action. One game a week they're looking at.
It's not bad.
No, that's all right.
Definitely have the league.
Well, that should then mean less airtime on the World Game for the A-League and more Premier League stuff. It's already on TV.
Well, one of the things about it was what that is in the paper is if they get the A-League, they've got to fund it, and they are government funded. But it said, according to the article I read, that they might have to give up the Champions League games to fund it.
Yeah, because they're not going to have enough money.
Imagine how happy Foster's going to be.
That's not good.
Foster. No, I mean, because I think they share the rights with ESPN.
Yeah, they do.
So that'll be Champions League out, one A-League game in. So maybe, with it being funded, maybe they've said, look, we've got to concentrate more on the domestic league. Rather than Champions League.
What's he doing with that? I think he's
like,
it's his schnitzel, he's getting
beaten
in the chicken breast.
You know that beard that you picked up last night? Still chafing at the bit. Have you just put it on the specials menu? I'll get it warmed up for you. See you later, love.
No, the chef's a bit roasting there, cheers.
No, I think it'd be great if you even just one game a week on free to
air. Champions, I mean, you're not a member of the Champions League.
They're government funded, so yeah, it's
the Champions League games early in the morning are great. Watch them before you go to work.
Yeah, but how many people watch it?
I do. That's
yeah.
All I'm
bothered.
It'll all go to ESPN.
That'll go to ESPN. And from an Australian domestic point of view, they'll get huge rates. I want to raise their own profile on the night. That's what you've got to concentrate. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Raise your own profile first, and then they'll get advertising revenue. That'll go good. And the view figures will be superb, I think. Yeah.
It'll be a fallback, I think, because SBS won't be able to outbid anybody if any of the commercial networks come in. Because they're talking.
The only other. Free to air that'll come in is Channel 10.
Channel 10, yeah. They're apparently they'll be bidding for the NRL rights, and if they don't get anything from that, they may throw some money at football, because they'll need to have something on their 1HD sports channel that's got no sport on it.
Well, they've got Formula 1.
Well, yeah.
Channel 10
pretty good.
Compared to SBS,
they just stream whatever BBC's got in the UK.
But Channel 10 has got no history with football, which SBS at least have got well-established.
Does history matter?
But Channel 10's got more of a market share.
Does history matter when there's dollars involved?
No, in terms of putting
Channel 10 can afford to buy.
Yeah, but can you put a package together like SBS? In terms of the pundits, the experts,
well,
the
good.
Show
it's called the checkbook.
Well, we all know who payroll Lee's on, don't we?
Piss off.
Yeah, so it'll be
can we move on?
Free breakfast at his everyone's.
Yeah. Are you going in there next week?
No.
Champions League going
No.
Have we talked about you on that advert?
No, we need to speak about this. I heard about this.
I don't think we have discussed your
Liverpool fan for a day.
Yeah.
Your acting career, have we?
Yeah, but I'm glad I was in that advert.
Desire.
Desire, passion. History.
And in Darryl as well.
No, what happened was, I'll tell you what happened.
Have you seen him?
No, I've
have you not seen
I have
him?
No clue what the hell you're talking about.
Alright, I'll be honest with you.
You want something to lift your spirits?
It's one of the best football adverts I've ever seen in my entire life.
That he's ever been on.
And I'm in the same advert. There's me, there's Drogba, there's Messi, there's Ronaldo, and me.
Lampard.
All the world great to me.
It's amazing what they can do with CGI nowadays.
It was, honest to God. So what happened was, I'll tell you, it was FA Cup semi-final week. Then the email me and said, hear about tomorrow. He's trying to come in doing an ad, and I'm like, yeah, right. And then I go, it's the FA Cup. And I'm like, yeah, sounds. And the FA Cup, Champions League, La Liga, the Italian, pretty much.
I noticed he kept that little advert to himself.
I didn't.
He sent me the link. Yeah.
So then I went in and I went, this is for the final. Yeah, I went,
shit, are you going to change it if Everton don't get to the final? Have you got like a Liverpool fan as well? No, just you. And I went, I'm going to look a right bell. I'm on this and Everton don't get to the finals. And then I'm going through all my words and that. It was a mixture because we had a Spanish guy, we had another English guy, an Italian there. And just like at the end, you got me shouting glory. I was by far the best in the art.
Yeah.
I must say,
you and that Italian
kid. I'm sure you
saw. Yeah. He was up there with him.
Yeah. And as soon as he shouted glory, because it was after the city, it went cut. Straight to a shot of Andy Carroll
scoring,
celebrating. I'm like, oh, I don't believe
legends.
I'm never going to live, and that's why you didn't get overloaded with emails saying chef dish. Believe you me, I have plenty of emails, plenty of text messages. People going, is that at like 5 o'clock in the morning? So nice one, half time. Nice one for that lady. She's on the telly, and I'm going, bastards. And then it was online, and all.
It was good. That was my little moment of faith, but it.
Supporting
us,
I love SBS.
Yeah, anyway. Go Channel 10. Alright.
Fox Sports.
I'm also in the Fox Sports camp. They've been really good too.
Excellent. So, what have we got next? So, you take the Manchester bragging rights.
Jamo. Oh, the Derby. Fantastic. A great turnout in Cheers Bar for 5 a.m.
10.
No, pushing 50, even more. Yeah,
seriously,
City fans.
It was
hammered. There was a lot of United fans in there as well, but it was definitely very busy.
It was 5 in the morning. Turn up 5 a.m.
wasn't it? Yeah, well, there you go.
Oh, actually, that's
shocker, though, isn't it? That's the game.
Yeah.
For all those listening, which is everyone but us.
Kev's just showing us a photo of Cheers Bar. It's packed to the rafters. That's pretty huge. And that was 5 a.m. on a Tuesday morning. This is a great turnout, and the result even better.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Rob, I was here with Rob watching it, and
I called on for a big man holiday after, didn't it? And man holiday. Had to take a day off work to celebrate. Like,
but did you not go to it?
No, I got stuck in a lift.
But in Cheers, we haven't got lifts in Cheers.
I know, that's how mad it was. Now we did end up stuck in the lift in the hostel for a bit, but it was a nice
which
bar.
Which hostel is it?
Oh, around the corner, this West Packers.
West End.
West Packers, it's called.
West
Packers. Yeah, on Pitt Street.
Yeah.
On Pitt
Street. It's alright, but the lifts are
shit. Do you know it's called West End?
There's two of them there, Lee. There's two. One's West End, and I think one across the road's in Olmads.
Are you the one in there that's got the church?
Yeah,
that's it.
Church. It's got 32 bed dome.
We were supposed
to. It's got like
a
big glass. Big glass. What's the windows called? And the churches.
Oh, yeah.
Painted glass windows.
Yeah.
That's why it's called Maloney's. Newcastle tonight, Jamo.
It's a big one.
What about Cissé's goal? Did you see his post-match interview?
Cissé's goals are fantastic.
Well, did you see what he said?
Yeah.
Well, he says, via his translator, Bar, I only took a shot, I was too tired and didn't want to run.
Well,
I'd be shitting myself.
He's to work on his fitness then, don't he, if he's going to go against City?
I've read an article this morning, partly from Mancini and from Company, and I think it's going to be a key battle that tonight.
I think
he's
going to win. Do you reckon he's going to win?
Oh yeah, well, we're going to put the faith in him, yeah. But
yeah, me
it's too. An hard game. It's an hard game. They need to win. They need to win
Newcastle,
Champions League, don't they?
4-1 to win.
$5 you can get.
$5 in Australia, yes. Equivalent to, 4-1, yeah.
4-1?
Yeah. At home.
I'm putting that on it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Because at the end of the day, even though that City are playing really well and they're an awesome side, there's some great players, but Newcastle are just bringing the results out the back from God knows where. Demabard, Cissé.
Newcastle have beaten teams that should beat recently. Yeah. The Chelsea one, fair enough, but Chelsea did rest a lot of players. The other games, they beat teams that should beat. They are playing the best team in the league tonight. So why should we have to fear them? They should fear us more.
So you've got no fear.
We've got better players in every position.
I know you have.
And if we play to our potential, then it won't even be a contest.
It's a difficult place to go, St James's Park, though. So it's just not
a sports director.
Sports director.
I'm not saying it's not. A lot of teams, good teams, have been beat there this season, and if they're on their game, it's going to make an interesting contest. But if City turn up and play like they did against United, intensity-wise and commitment-wise.
Yeah. What about Mancini? Is he gonna give it to Pardew like he did to Fergie?
I think he did well to stand up to Ferguson.
I thought Ferguson,
who never ever talks to the fourth official or the referees. Come on.
There's not many people that give it to Ferguson, and for someone to do it, it's good on him.
Oh, he's giving it with both barrels.
Yeah. He's got it.
He's done that for 20 years, influenced, put pressure on the officials. So
that's a fact.
I was going to say Rafa tried it and it didn't work.
Yeah, the breakdown.
The one thing that I noticed during that game, and it's something that's come to light, that I've more thought about it.
You kid shit.
No.
It's
not about it. No, I mean, United, they were constantly trying to get our players sent off. They were constantly on the referee's case. They're rolling around, throwing their hands up in the air. I think I've just got to the point now is where on a level playing field, I don't think they can beat us anymore with the players that they've got, and that's their only way or only hope of trying to beat us now is by getting someone sent off like in the FA Cup company, and having that advantage, that extra man, because man for man we're better than them now.
For the team that they got, though, aren't they? You know what I mean?
Oh, but
that's the thing, though, for the team they've got. And if you look at our team, we're going to beat them, aren't we? Like, we are a better side.
Am I speaking to City fans here? can you imagine, like, 5 years ago, sitting here and saying this?
Yeah. No, you're right.
It changes, doesn't it?
You'd be going, reality. Can't wait to play crew, because I reckon we're going to get promoted 10 years ago.
I was talking yesterday to a few lads about like watching City when we were terrible. And we used to sing a song, we lost last week, we lost today, we don't give a, because we're all pissed up, MCFC, okay? And that's what we used to sing, because we never used to win. We never used to get anything. I remember getting a draw at Chelsea, and David James was the man.
That's the difference between the fans as well, though, isn't it? We support Man City. Like, United fans support whoever wins. You know what I mean?
Which is usually United.
Yeah, exactly.
The thing is, this week, what a lot of people were saying is, Man City fans are now putting the Chelsea shirt away and getting the City ones out. I thought that was quite out of order, because I've been to Main Road and it was always packed, and they've always had a good away crowd.
Even when they went down to the third tier.
We're getting 30,000 a week.
Man City,
getting beat off them as well.
Yeah, exactly. They are a bigger supported club in the city than United. I would always say.
It is the argument, and we always put it across the United fans, because I know you get really pissed off about it, but to be honest, if I was going to be honest, it's about 50-50 split, I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon it is. I think the difference is that like United have got so many fans outside of Manchester, whereas City's more of like
just Manchester,
a kind of local sort of.
We don't have that. Well, we didn't up until recently have that appeal to anybody else.
Yeah, exactly. But now,
but as you get more successful, then obviously you get more interest in the club. So just like, you know, Liverpool are world famous and United are, and hopefully we'll get to that point.
I don't know whether anyone else noticed it. I was watching the Manchester derby, and it's the...
Did you get up for it? Because I'm a neutral. I got up for it. Did you get up for it?
No, I recorded it and watched it in the morning. So
massive view.
And then actually watched it right at the time.
That's more commitment than going and actually watching a live game, recording it and then watching it.
I did notice though, just going back to Manchester City fans, when the crowd sort of panned on them, is there a scruffier set of supporters in the country? Oh my god. Man City fans, oh my god. The worst dressed supporters in the league, possibly.
The great
unwashed. That was someone might say.
That was an executive box, though, wasn't it, mate?
An executive box. That was Gallagher. I know
exactly what senior referred to. It was the start of the game when he went to that fan, and I was like,
exactly. I see Gallagher, and obviously it's his.
You know what it is? His brand? They're the cheap tickets that are right at the front, because when it rains, you get pissed when it brims. The expensive ones are at the back under the cover, so that's where all the
rides are. That's what it probably was. What it was then.
I'll tell you what.
That scene stuck in my mind.
Gallagher.
No teeth as well, didn't he?
He's horrible.
You see all that stuff there, and you say, like, oh, this stuff about, you know, like reputations and kind of like different cities and that. You see stuff like, there's no smoke without fire, is there?
No.
I mean, Some of it probably. Yeah. But look, I mean, we're going to do it later, but Liam Gallagher, I mean, get a new coat and sort your hair out.
I did think I'd bring in the wig out for the last game of the season. I did think the Noel Gallagher wig out again.
But did you see him do his press conference piss tape? I thought it was entertaining. Some people said he's a knob. I thought he was.
I'd love to have him follow him.
Yeah. Not him. Someone.
I'm not saying this or anything, but I love him, man. Like whatever he does,
yeah,
he's that's definitely entertainment. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've read the article on it. I've not actually seen it live footage, but he Paul would refer to him as being a bit of a tool. He is, to be honest, but. He's a funny tool, isn't he?
And there's only so many people who can get away with actually doing that and it being classed as entertaining.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know what I mean? If I'd done that, I'd be like, oh, what a...
You'd
be like, Gallagher does it, it's brilliant.
You'd be,
yeah.
like, you'd be like that fan that got on the pitch at Norwich.
Speaking of scrubby supporters, look at Ellis and Barnes.
Have you not seen that?
Do you know who's hugging Suarez?
Yeah. Definitely not a Scouser. He had like a cat. he had a cat t-shirt on. Oh my god, who wears cats in Liverpool? Come on.
Exactly. Your cat's even a Sergio Tacchini.
He's
got to
be from
Suffolk.
He's not from Liverpool anymore. They'll come on. He's Australian through and through.
Cats does come out.
I think what I will say is we can tell he hasn't acclimatised. He has acclimatised because it's, what is it today? 20 degrees.
Yeah.
So you're in shorts and a t-shirt, shorts and t-shirt, shorts and t-shirt, jeans, t-shirt, jumper.
jumper.
Jamo's got.
I've got a jumper upstairs.
You've got shorts and a t-shirt. Nick's got a t-shirt. And thongs. You're hardcore, Jamo.
I'll be alright, Nick, because I've got an hat on.
So all the English, I've got a short and thongs on. A t-shirt. I've only been here 6 years, and I'm like, what the hell? This is 20 degrees. What am I going to do when it's 50? I'm going to go out buy a heater this week because I just can't cope with weather anymore. However, in the UK it's bank holiday and it's 6 degrees. Fucking hell, who'd live there?
I have got a confession to make. I did buy an electric blanket last week.
No. Are you serious? I wouldn't even buy one of them at all.
And he owns a onesie.
And he owns a onesie as well.
And all in one suit with a little poo fucking flap.
And that's got the flap at the back. I shouldn't really miss that.
Should have bought yourself a cup of concrete and add a nut.
Now you've got Matt to keep
it
you
could
warm,
be minus
anyway.
Five and I still wouldn't buy one of them.
Curl up in the corridors together.
Yeah.
That's
where
we're
up to.
Fergie
over the year.
We had that. Mancini blowing up. Fergie on the
transfer market.
Oh yeah, he said it's City has made it insane. So it's City's fault that the transfer market.
It's
Man United.
Chelsea's fault.
I think it's Chelsea.
Why is it Chelsea United buying Ferdinand, Veron?
United did it because they won. They won trophy after trophy after trophy, which earned them money, which they were able to buy players. City and Chelsea have had someone come in, buy them out, have stupid amounts of money to spend that they never earned. So I understand what people are saying by saying, you know, they are buying the league. I think that everyone kind of buys the league, United, Liverpool, because they started with money.
Yeah.
No, Blackburn
started with a bit of money, and then they've earned money
Fergie's,
to buy players.
Fergie's just bitter because what he would be spending on transfer fees is gone. In the modern game now, there's not enough time.
I agree with that, and I think that's the way to. If you're gonna do it, that's the way you've got to do it now. But at the end of the day, Man United cannot be looked at as a club that's bought the league, because at the end of the day, they bought one or two players. Fergie, as much as I hate him, and I literally do despise him,
do you really hate him? Yeah?
He's done well in what he's done, and he's been in a position. It took him 9 seasons to win the league. You know, he was given a lot of time.
He's always had the money year in year out to make the signs he wants. Yes. Even before, so when all the Chelsea money and the City money come in, Ferguson had that big. Expensive
an advantage
anyway.
Over everybody else. Yeah,
they were playing catch up.
What I'm saying is, he made that himself, because those first 9 seasons that it took him to win this first league,
he didn't win anything. Do you know what I mean? He won bits and bobs. Yeah, he won bits and bobs. But what I'm saying is, it took him that time to build a squad.
Yeah, but in them days, you got time.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Now you're not allowed.
It's too much money involved in winning now to get time.
Yeah. You haven't. If someone buys a club now, they want trophies within 2 years.
Yeah, and like with the FFP coming in, financial fair play. This is going to isolate the top teams and the bottom teams now. Because obviously the bigger teams, teams have greater revenue, so they have an advantage over somebody who doesn't have greater revenue. How is a mid-table team ever going to get into the Champions League now?
Everton done it.
What, apart from like a, you know,
Spurs have done it.
Spurs have got a big investment.
Spurs have got a lot of money. Yeah. Honestly, yeah. Like, if you don't get brought out now when this FFP comes in, you'll find that Everton will probably never finish higher than seventh.
Why?
Because you don't generate enough revenue.
We don't fucking spend any money.
That's it. So you're just going to have the same players, not be able to buy anyone, not be able to sell anyone. Because that's what's going to happen.
It's based on our revenue.
You can only spend what you earn in income.
That's all we do anyway. Yeah. That's a simple fact. That's all we spend anyway. What we've got. You sit there, blue bills, copper and up, get another play on, and then we'll spend 5 million on someone.
And you think that's going to be good enough to get you into the Champions League?
Well, we're knocking on the door now. We're seventh now. Right? And he's bought one player. 5 million.
There's a massive
gap. Hang on, it's not just
Liverpool are 34 points behind the top two teams.
Yeah, but your loan players
behind the top two teams. 31 points from the top of the league, you know, it's.
I didn't say it. I want to win the league. All I want to do is finish above.
But look at the gap. The gap's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Not between Everton and fucking Liverpool, it's not. It's about, what, 2
Champions League.
Oh, fucking Ace, 3 points. Just 3 points. Hey, we can lose.
Champions League has paid out more money this year to clubs than it's paid out in the history of the competition. So it is getting richer and richer and richer.
I wouldn't want to be in the Champions League.
For teams to be able to evolve under this FFP to be playing in the Champions League.
Do you feel that you're going to struggle next season because of this third player coming in? Because your revenue isn't one of the best in the league.
No, it's not. We're 120 million off where we were, but we'll be getting rid of Adebayor, possibly Tevez, and a few other players.
You have got to get rid of Tevez.
We signed Jekyll a new sponsorship deal with Nike for 120 million over 6 years.
Everton got Nike.
Yeah.
They signed a sponsorship deal with
Etihad for the Etihad campus, which is supposedly worth 400 million. So
that's paying off the debt that you've.
That's it. But then you have money from the Champions League, money from the Premier League, TV money. It will.
Europa League.
These guys are not that. They would have worked it out. There's ways around it. This is the last summer. There's going to be massive changes across all the teams. I think everyone's going to be shuffling the pack, trying to get the right managers in, trying to get the right players in for the next few years, just so that all the books balance itself out. Because you've got a 3-year rolling period where you can make a 33 million loss during that period, but then after that you have to be seen to be making a profit to be eligible to play in European competition. So there is going to be this is the last summer where, especially if you look at teams like Liverpool, Chelsea, possibly Arsenal, and even United to a degree,
will
be making big changes in their playing staff and possibly even the management staff as well. To get themselves set up for the next 3 years.
What, are you saying sack Dalglish?
No, but he's not saying that.
I'm just saying that the Liverpool owners have got to look at it and say, is Dalglish...
talking about yourselves.
Because they're going to sack boys.
No, is Dalglish then going to be the manager that's going to take us through that 3-4 year period? Is he the long-term solution, or was it just someone we brought in to stabilise the club during a hard time?
That was on for later, but...
kind of agree with what you're saying. He has stabilised the club, and he's done it really well. I mean, even though that we've not had a great season in the league.
Two cup finals.
But we've got to 2 cup finals, yeah. And the fact is we've not played bad football. You know, you can name maybe, out of the 13 games we've lost in the league, you can name at least maybe 9 of them we should have won.
Easily. I tell you what, there's a great player you should go in for. What's his name? He's in every article every week. Crossbar's name is.
Exactly my point.
I think he's had about 19 goals, hasn't he?
We've hit the post. We've hit the woodwork 30 times this season. Yeah. 30 times.
And 31 if we include your own results last night.
If we had it going in, we'd be in the top 4.
It's an excuse. that we shouldn't have to make.
Kev, that's only a few more times than City have.
I beg to differ, mate. There's
it is, honestly. They're not too far off. Matt Sands a bit it will work.
Yeah, but you score goals as well, so.
you do a bit of both. We only do one top of the league.
That shows that you're making all the players in that, aren't you, boy? It's just like, you couldn't finish your own dinner.
Douglas gets us playing good football. Yeah. No one can deny that. You know, we've gone right through the season. Everyone's like, oh, they look good, but you can't.
The Kardashians look good.
We've got no finishing product. And if we can buy a striker in the summer, then
you're not serious.
Seriously, I'm being serious.
We're 5 months into the year, and Liverpool.
Because Bellamy's
done. 100%.
Bellamy's
got
bad knees. He's got a lead.
What, won four games at home? Yeah. In 5 months?
If that, I'd say. Yeah.
Was it two games?
Three.
Two games?
Royal Chelsea won more games at Anfield than
Cardiff since January.
There's just no fear factor.
I'm not making that up.
We've missed Lucas massively.
Yeah, Lucas has been real.
George Lucas, it was International Star Wars Day on Friday.
May the 4th, you reckon?
Yeah. Did anyone celebrate it, or was it just
I was listening to Radio 1. On my phone, the internet, and they were calling it Star Trek Day, because they just wanted to piss people off. So they were getting everyone to Facebook it saying, it's International Star Trek Day. And everyone was saying, you got it wrong. Yeah, we know, dickheads. Just trying to piss it off.
Well, I liked it. I put my lightsaber on. Jane bought me
your outfit out on that.
No, Jane bought me a $300 lightsaber.
You doing
the I don't want to know about your role playing lightsaber.
Yeah. It's a replica from Empire Strikes Back. It shits off. You press the button, it goes. You've seen it, haven't you? There's other people in the room. And you move it right, it's motion sensors.
He showed you.
Hey, imagine breaking into his house and it comes out of the lightsaber. Fuck this.
Give it legs! The burglar comes in and goes, fancy yourself, that's not. No, it's not.
He's going black and the light comes on.
They were not absolutely shit themselves.
No, they wouldn't.
Just pop him by, mate. Some sugar.
This isn't the flat you're looking for.
But I do have a lightsaber. Really. Jane will put a photo on the accompanying podcast today of my lightsaber. In the dark.
Are you talking dirty?
We have to start late today because some bloke. What, Floyd Mayweather? Who's he? Decided to have a fight today and it went to full
kicking
12
rounds. Kicking off again.
Did he win?
Great fight.
Cotto brought the fight to him, didn't he, but he just made up with something else and he's just picking him off.
Yeah. The guy's like jelly, you just can't hit him. Anyway, back to football. Where were we talking about before? It was going to be Rooney's.
Oh, the 20 years of goals or something. Yeah, what about the three Villa players? There's two things about the three Villa players.
One of them's an Aussie lad as well, isn't
it? Is he the Aussie lad? He's not related to the Sydney FC goalie, is he? Who got fired?
Ready? No.
Yeah, so three players.
Not everybody who drinks in Australia is related, man.
All right, thank God. Looking at the So what I look at is three Villa players on the piss, and there's trouble. All right, so that you sort of go, that's pretty bad. That. No, the way it gets really, really bad is three Villa players on the piss get involved in a brawl. At the Aston Villa Awards night. Are you serious?
With each other? Yep. Were they fighting each other? Or no, they were fighting with someone else.
Fighting with someone else.
It was after the awards.
How can Villa have an award fight? They're still in the relegation fight. Is he taking the piss? Did he have one for Birmingham last year? Do you know what the best thing was? McLeish this week ruled himself out of the West Brom job. No shit. A huge sigh of relief went round the Midlands. Everyone's gone, fucking just get rid of him. I don't want the job. No, we don't want you.
I honestly think after tonight's games, they'll be on points with Bolton and QPR, and it'll be four teams on 37 points.
Wait, let's have a look.
Tottenham are going to beat them tonight, I think. And I fancy Bolton and QPR to both win at home.
But you've got QPR.
No, tonight's
QPR
game.
QPR got Stoke.
Yeah. Bolton have got West Brom. So Villa.
What did I sound like? No,
what was that noise? Sounds like a Star Wars noise.
Jar Jar. It was Jar Jar Binks. Meet Scooby Doo. Anyway, back to that.
So calm down.
So cancel the Miller. Can you get some?
Some water
yeah.
over there. Get a coffee.
Jesus.
Get him a coffee.
Right. So QPR have got Stoke. I do fancy QPR for that.
See those fixtures.
It's all the same to pass.
Then Bolton. Oh God. Who's Bolton got? Bolton are home to West Brom.
I'm fancying both to win.
So
I'm saying Villa.
Tell us like your Jedi predictions.
Villa are home to Tottenham. You're right, they're going to go into the last game of the season, level on points with every man and his dog. They're
level
gone.
On points with, yeah.
But the award tonight, for the, it was apparently quite lively and quite good. I mean, what a disgrace. I mean, how can you have an award tonight if your season's not even over and you look like you could get relegated?
I'm not having a
good.
You're all right there, Macca. George, you're having a big speech.
It's crying me off. So J-Mo, do you reckon Villa are going to go, or do you reckon anyone else? Blackburn
have gone, I think.
Blackburn
and Wolves, obviously.
Blackburn play Wigan on Monday.
Wigan are flying though, aren't they? So,
if Blackburn win that, then you've got, going into the last game, you've got Blackburn on 35, four teams on 37. QPR have got to play Man City away.
Yeah. That's what I said last week.
How can Wigan?
Villa have
beat
got Norwich
Newcastle
away.
4-0.
Do you know what we described Wigan as?
Newcastle beat Chelsea. It just doesn't make any sense.
But do you know what we described Wigan as last week? One of them turds that you flush and it keeps coming back. That's Wigan, isn't it? Oh, go away! It's still floating! Stick some more toilet paper in. Weigh it down! We can just keep coming back. Alright, so Villa, are we all in agreement that they're a disgrace?
I think. Yeah. I'm just looking at the fixtures now. I'm just going to quick look at the table.
Yeah, go on.
I think Blackburn and QPR are going to get relegated. Looking at it, Villa have got Norwich away. They could probably sneak a draw there.
I think Villa might get out of it based on other people's games.
Yeah, Wigan have got Wolves at home. They're going to win that, I think.
Yeah,
last game of the season.
Yeah.
Even if they lose to Blackburn on Monday, which I think
I reckon Wigan win that.
I think Bolton are going down.
I reckon Wigan will win. Wigan will win that.
Bolton are going down.
They'll be on 40 points.
Bolton have got no chance again. Then again.
Bolton will beat West Brom tonight.
Left.
Yeah.
No, Roy's still there
to the end of the season. Well, he's gonna. West Brom will beat Bolton.
No, I think Bolton will get a result against West Brom tonight. I do.
Right.
Be very surprised.
Bolton have been pretty terrible at home, if I remember correctly.
And awards like my ass.
Yeah, might as well just done it before.
Oh, this is going to be a great topic to talk about.
Chelsea might be Chelsea in the stadium. No, it was.
You say stadium.
Well, I don't know. This was on, right? So everyone has said, is this a joke? Right? No, it was on. Don't laugh. It was on the Daily Mirror.
What's
the truth? No, it wasn't. Hey, don't forget the UK football podcast guys all work for the Daily Mirror. So it was definitely true.
He's doing the we're not worthy sign there.
As in, don't take the piss or it'll shut us down. No, but it was on the Daily Mirror website, and they put it there. They're not the only ones. There's other people put bids in. It's like 500 million.
IKEA.
For Battersea Power Station. I think that'll be a great move. Have you seen where's the article? Yeah.
But there we go. Different, isn't it?
Walmart.
It's
different. Walmart.
You seen it? Look, Battersea Power Station turned into a football ground. I think that's unbelievable.
Imagine. Almost a bit of a look at the Twin Towers there, isn't it?
There's four of them, dickhead.
Quad towers.
Was that?
And they're also chimneys. Did you go to school?
He must have been.
I've been working finance.
Went to the same school as Matt, who asked him how many quarters there are in there.
An AFL game. How many quarters are in an AFL game?
Oh,
right,
four,
three,
seven.
Are you serious about that?
But I'm the biggest Hawthorn Hawks supporter ever. How many quarters in an AFL game? All right, Matt.
God help him when he goes to order a pizza. Could have three quarters.
Peter Bloke's going shirt sales.
Himself. But would you, yeah, if that was available to you, like Battersea Power Station available to you, would you move there?
No.
I like it. I would.
They'd get ripped to hell. If they're staying, you'd move like anywhere.
Yeah, and that's just.
Don't be a laugh.
But then again, you won't.
So
move,
would you?
You won't move to Kirby.
No, I was born in fucking Kirby. I'm telling you, when I'm going. Oh God, where's my socks? Oh no, Kirby.
I'm sure we had 30,000 seats left here just to put in, and they're gone.
I'm not saying Kirby's rough, but I'm serious now when I say this. The dogs in Tower Hill. Right, did used to run around, not in pairs, in gangs. I was like 7 years of age, and you're like, you see kids running, screaming, going, ah, 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 and you're like, what's going on? Yeah, Kirby's back. And then he'd come down the corner because one dog had robbed some other dog's bit of chump. And there's 25 dogs chasing him. And then we just go, everyone had these really shit fences, and the dogs just like, fuck this, right, either over it, under it, or straight through it. There's dogs everywhere because we're in little tiny alleys in Tower Hill. Yeah. I've been knocked half down and then give everyone a garden. I'm not saying we were poor, but we didn't have a garden. And we had an Afghan out.
Why?
I don't know. But this Afghan out, we lost.
Did you have it or did you just turn up on your front?
No, we lost it. It got stolen from us.
This Afghan out. Got ransomed for some chump.
It was like the size of a donkey. This Afghan out. It was brilliant. And it used the Kirby to Wigan train. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it used to love to chase the train. So we all followed that.
That's not gonna work.
His dad didn't want the dog anymore, so we just undone the lead, and he went. He told us, he went, look kids, the dog's chasing the train, and we're going, yeah, we're cheering, and we're going, Dad, the dog's still going, and he's going, he's still chasing the train, so we're going, oh, all right, and he goes, he'll follow it back. So this
he's
dog
got
just,
turn.
This dog, he hasn't got a ticket, Dad, so the dog just keeps, no, the dog just kept going and going, and anyway, 2 weeks later, me nan, because we were traumatised by this. And then my nan down in Kirby. I forget the
you didn't send
your
nan to chase it as well.
No, she's seen it. She's seen it, and there's this rowing shop, and there's tramps begging. And he had this Afghan hound on a piece of road. So she said,
and a tie train.
That's my dog. That's me, husband. That's my son's dog. So my dad thought he'd got rid of it. And I mean, I'm knocked on the door and brings the Afghan hound back. He let it go, he let it follow the train.
We'll wait a second.
So yeah, anything gets robbed in Kirby, so yes, that clears
and
that
bring
one.
It back, well,
back to Battersea Power Station, unless you've there got an Afghan hound, I would definitely go there. Anyone else?
What's the idea
I
of it though?
What,
you play anymore. Football in there,
so,
mate.
Right, okay. So it's quite like a new idea.
What I want to know is, what are these? Are these chemical storage units, or
I don't know, but
all the players are going to have like radioactive powers.
You're going to come out of the red eyes.
You won't need floodlights to play them.
Imagine the kit, it'll have wings, it'll have a cape on the kit, wouldn't it?
It's not Quidditch. It's not Quidditch.
Don't get him. Just because he looks like Harry Potter doesn't mean.
But we'll find out anyway in due course if that one comes off. But anyway, it was quite entertaining.
What would they do with the old stadium if they moved?
Sell it as property.
It's
weird they're not doing fortune like I would.
Just blow it up and leave a big hole in the ground, it'd be fine. It'd be alright.
What, so it looks like Anfield?
Alright.
Prime location there, King's Rock, just off King's
imagine
Rock.
How much it's worth.
So you could probably, since you're all picking it each other, no?
No, we'll move on to that one, yeah.
Every unit comes with a free plastic.
So Roy Hodgson, the New England manager.
I think it's a good move.
What a stupid move.
I think it's fantastic.
Oh, come off it.
Right, we wanted someone English. We wanted someone with international experience.
We want someone who can speak.
Aye, well, we
mentioned... What, Redknapp can?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
He can't write his name.
Who else is there?
No, Redknapp can't write.
Hey, Redknapp.
Yeah. Redknapp should have the job.
No. Wow. No.
What's he ever won?
The FA Cup.
Fact. Fact. What is Redknapp apart from an FA Cup which bankrupted
and his court case?
Yeah.
I agree. Redknapp short term.
Even one of his own players at Tottenham have come out and said that I like playing for Redknapp because he doesn't have any tactics. He just puts us on the pitch and we play.
I'm saying Hodgson's got tactics.
Yeah.
No, I reckon
if Hodgson had if Hodgson had had a stint at Liverpool, everyone's view would have been different. It was a very difficult time there, to say the least. But you haven't done that much better this year. But
Hodgson
over the years
has done
well. And people are asking,
he's done well at a lower level. Like, do you know what I mean? He's never really managed to
Milan.
Yeah,
that's
Ben. Yeah, but did he win it into Milan?
What did he do? He won a trophy.
He didn't.
Did he not?
No, he didn't.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. He didn't.
He's never really done it at the top level. He's done well.
It's alright. English football hasn't done anything at the top level.
Did he get Switzerland to rank third?
Yeah, he did.
That's
better than you guys. I think Switzerland two UEFA Cup finals with Milan and Fulham. Inter Milan, at the time, who weren't a great team.
Yeah.
Fulham, who were not a good team, but he got into the final and he beat some good teams on the way to get there.
He lost them all.
Yeah.
Redknapp walked into a team that were bottom of the league.
Tottenham?
Yeah.
They ain't bottom.
But that was a false position. That was false. That was a false. They had good players.
Was that Ramos?
They did
have good players. But
anyone could have gone in there and got
He's got them into a Champions League spot. Two seasons on the bounce.
Well, it looks like they're limping into this one.
And maybe.
No.
Oh, sorry, one season. So you do it in. And he's done really well this season.
FA Cup semi-final, you know, there's nothing to be sniffed at.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. And I just think he's a good man. He seems like a good man manager. Do you know what I mean? He controls his players.
Of course
players
he's a good
really
man
well.
Manager. Because he gets a cut and make sure the player gets a cut of every team that goes through there. That's why the guys are
multi-millionaire. He's just got a bit of respect, isn't he? Yeah. I mean, you look at the England players now. Are they going to look at Hodgson and are they going to look at him and go, oh.
But it's different to club football. Because at club football, you've got to manage these players
on a daily basis.
International football. If someone gives him any or someone's attitude is wrong, he goes, you know what? I'm not selecting you for England. Out.
Yeah, so I agree with that,
but I think that's what
negative publicity did that bring? Yeah. Capello,
because he was nominally second.
You know, Hodgson is like a set. He's a safe bet.
I think
yeah,
so.
But like, is a safe bet the answer?
Safe bet isn't the answer.
No, it's not.
Because we're a mediocre team. We need and a manager like
so
that.
So you're saying basically, because like, I think Dalglish was a safe bet for us to take Dalglish back because we needed stabilising as a club. But are you saying that England needs stabilising?
No,
as
saying,
a nation.
I'm saying they need a manager who will do what the FA asked them to ask him to do.
That's
yes
not going to
no
win
guy.
Trophies.
Yes
but we're not
no
going to win it anyway.
But Capello wasn't on board for the footballing centre down south. He wasn't on board for that. Hodgson is.
Hodgson's different. He's involved in the whole.
He wants to get involved in the whole process and build it up over a period of time.
I think that will be a problem because he is a yes and no guy.
Come in and pick Lampard or pick Gerrard or pick the same team that Sven, McLaren, everybody else picked.
I don't
think
I think Redknapp would just go, what's going to make me popular? I'm a geezer, blah blah blah.
I don't think so.
Hodgson.
Let's give him a chance and then we'll see.
And headlines like The Sun.
Yeah.
Just totally. It's annoying. It's horrible.
Redknapp's never going to get asked to be England manager now. That's
no,
it.
No, that's it. It's finished.
No,
but you know what? Who's to say that he's not all through like the shit that's been going on in the background that's not in the press anymore, but about in all the bribes and all
well,
the
no,
agent
that's
fees
what I thought.
And
I
stuff
think
like
that's
that.
One of the reasons that he didn't get offered.
And
that.
Also, Finney's have over Billy Bonds when he was at West Ham. Trevor Brooking is obviously.
Bernstein, the chairman of FA, he was chairman of Manchester City. He basically saved us from going out of business. He's got a strong business head on it, and he makes the right decisions. And I'm going to back him on this because he saves it. He got Rooney banned for the FA Cup semi-final last year. I'm going to trust him on this one.
Trust him or not?
No.
Will it make you get up at 4:30 or 2:30 to watch the Euros?
I'll be watching Spain or Holland though. Not saying watch England.
What do you mean, Rob?
It's good to have an English person in it, with passion in that. You know, so.
Calling Roy Hodgson passion.
Yeah.
Well,
Hodgson
was
a fan.
Someone who's got something to like go for, you know what I mean?
Roy Hodgson's got a reputation of getting the best out of average players.
Well, that's well, he's in the best spot.
Yeah. He did it at Fulham. He's doing it at West Brom. He did it in Sweden. All right, he failed at Liverpool, but anyone could have gone into Liverpool that time and failed. It was just one of those things. I honestly think their favourites at it. Look at the players that we've got. Look, you can get the best out of average players. He can build a team. Yeah, it's going to be more drilled. The football's not going to be great, but he'll probably get decent results.
I don't give a shit about football. I just want to see a win. That's all people want.
As long as you don't get beat on fucking penalties, Jeremy. Oh wait.
All right. Race for third. They're all blowing it. Such done it before. Who reckon's going to get it?
Arsenal's getting it.
So Arsenal drew 3-3 last night.
Yeah,
with
we're watching it. We're watching it.
Yeah.
Because we're all going, who's going to get fourth spot? Who's going to, third's wide open now. Look how tight that is.
Actually, no, Tottenham could go above them.
Yeah, Tottenham can do it if they win tonight.
See, that's it. Newcastle have to win against City.
Yeah, so it's Newcastle, it's like Tottenham, Arsenal. Massive. Chelsea are out. It's ridiculous, this.
And you've got Newcastle at the end of the season.
Yeah, isn't it?
The last
game. I think what happens with the City game determines what happens with the Everton game.
I think you're just going to
let's see how it goes. Who?
Everton. Yeah.
I'll tip a draw for that game.
Yeah.
Everton will beat Wolves.
Everton will beat Wolves. When I think Everton will get a draw with Newcastle.
You'll beat Wolves.
You'd hope, you'd hope.
Hey?
You'd hope you'd
beat. We haven't been beaten 7.
No, I know.
Oh god,
what's the cool competition?
Yeah, three games.
Disgusting.
Newcastle could lose the last two games.
We'll see it. But anyway, I'm going to go. I'm going to stick my neck out and I'm going to say.
I'm saying Tottenham Arsenal.
I'll say Tottenham Newcastle because I really think what the Geordies have done this season has been brilliant.
Tottenham Arsenal for the top.
I'm going Arsenal Newcastle.
Oh fuck.
Really?
Yeah. If Spurs got left, who's there last time? Fulham. And Villa, yeah, it's going to be Villa. And then Tottenham are going to win both.
Yeah, I think Tottenham will win both.
Yeah. And I think Arsenal will.
Tottenham Newcastle.
I'm going to say Tottenham Arsenal, I think.
Tottenham Arsenal.
Yeah.
Tottenham Arsenal.
Yeah. I want Newcastle getting there so
much. Strange year. They're all keep getting it, blowing it. And that's just him last night.
Alrighty, excellent. Back on to football of sorts. So you want to talk about Jess?
Well, Jess has been on a little bit of a journey. You know, Jess, our regular.
Yeah. Euro trip.
Yeah. Euro trip. She's gone from her football journey has been amazing because she was watching, obviously we know she's a Wigan fan. So she went to watch Wigan. And how'd you beat that? And
I mean, she went anything. It doesn't matter what you do. It's going to be better.
How did they beat Arsenal? The game she went
fair
to.
Enough.
She went to Anfield. You got beat by West Brom. Then she went to Blackpool. And next thing you know, she ends up in the new camp.
Did she go to
the game the other day? Messi scored a hat-trick.
To beat Gerd Muller's Euro.
It wasn't last night. It was the one week.
Last week, that's when he broke the record. Yep. 68 goals in a European season.
Yeah, he's done it again. He scored 4 yesterday. He's on 72 now.
Unbelievable.
He scored 4 last night.
I said it.
Take it easy.
Over.
The lad's tired. He's tired.
Literally having this argument last night.
I speak to me about great players, and I never got a chance to see George Best live and those sort of players and Maradona and Pele and that. But I'm not seeing Messi live. But just to be around and see him play and actually in his prime, it's a privilege because he's just fantastic.
We saw him. He played for Argentina when Socceroos played them. It was about. How long ago was that? It was at the MCG. It was about 5 years ago.
Yeah,
it would be. He was only a youngster.
He's only 24 now.
Is
yeah.
he? Is
but
he?
Was
the best player in the world at the moment?
In this year, yes.
You watch him then, and you can tell he has
the best. All right. You said he's the best player in the world at the moment, right? Is he the most all-round best player? Because he can't head the ball. Not that he needs to, but he can't head the ball.
Take
no, listen, right. I had this argument. I think that Messi's
maybe 5'4". Why is he at the ball?
And he's up there, right?
He's up there.
But
he scored 72
goals. He's amazing. He's
why
amazing.
The fuck
I'm,
you
not,
need
I'm not gonna. I'm not. What I'm saying is, but have you seen? I don't know the amount of goals that Ronaldo scored back. He's up there. He's like, he's still. I think he's about 60 goals for the season.
Yes.
And I think that. It's very close between the two of them.
Because
of
the fact, I don't think
it's anywhere close, even close.
Because Ronaldo, alright, even though he hasn't got the skill that Messi's got, because Messi just, the ball doesn't leave his foot, it's just unbelievable. He's an all-round player. Do you know what I mean?
I think Evan Arnold's a fantastic player.
I think it's a great debate. I think it's a great argument.
It is Ronaldo, Messi.
I'm not sure because I always say that even though that Messi's fantastic and he scored that many goals, that's unbelievable.
One thing
Ronaldo
it comes down
is
to.
The most all-round player.
It's not just the goals. He's got more assists than Ronaldo. He's got like 38 assists as well.
Yeah, Messi's got a lot.
So it's not just 72 goals. It's 38 assists to go with
Ronaldo becomes a member.
Ronaldo doesn't. Ronaldo has assists, but not to that.
And also the fact that Ronaldo's
in it
played in England. So Ronaldo's played in England and he's shone in England as well. So it's
yeah,
not
but
the
he's
fact
a very,
that he's just
very selfish player.
Yeah, I agree with that.
On a personal level, everyone thinks he's a knob.
Yeah, I agree. But at the end of the day, he's not only shone in Spain; he's shone in England as well. Messi's, you know.
So on subject of knobs, we've got to go to do the Room 101.
Room 101, do you know what that is? They do it in the UK show.
Yeah.
Basically, we've got to choose one person or one organisation or one football, something. Anything, which you've got to put in Room 101 and burn it to eternity. So
we were just talking about things you don't like, so let's...
Who would you like to put in Room 101 this week and then just banish them from football forever?
Since this is the first time I've been on the show, it's going to be Alex Ferguson.
And reason?
I don't really want to say it live on the podcast. But
yeah, we don't. I can't be bothered editing. Bob?
I want to hear the reason.
Yeah, go on, give us the reason.
Yeah,
how many minutes have we got?
No swearing. But
we've got just 4 minutes. Go on, give us the reason.
No swearing. Just because he's a horrible,
he's a massive
horrible
Scottish twat.
Yeah. You better bleep that out, fans.
I mean, how can someone say that Suarez shouldn't play for Liverpool after what he's done, supposedly, when you back a player that flying kicked someone in the face, you back the player that got done for a drug test and it's okay, everything's fine. You backed another player that slept behind his wife's back for
eight years.
And
Rob.
We've got 4 minutes. Let's be quick.
4 minutes. I think I'd have to put in the scruffy Man City fans.
Burn them, lot.
Goes one.
You can raise that profile, like
Macca. Apart from burning that T-shirt, who would you? Go on. Sorry, I've got a jumper on which is shined.
Who would I put in? Possibly Jelovic, because he's doing really well at the moment and it's pissing me off. So get rid of him and probably.
What about your bet then? Everton to get relegated.
What about your bet and slip Everton to get relegated?
Exactly. And he said, like, only Everton fans are bitter. I think I'm a bitter red these days. So Jelovic.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, Fez, you gone for Ronaldo?
Yeah.
All right.
Always hated him. Wayne Rooney, just because he tried to get Kompany sent off. I think in the derby he wasn't trying to play. I like Wayne Rooney, even as an Everton fan, I still love Wayne Rooney.
He'll come back.
If he would have tried, he could have possibly had an influence on it. But all he was bothered about was getting Kompany sent off.
I think he was frustrated.
So that's why.
Nick?
It's a funny one because I was listening to a podcast yesterday. I was stuffing envelopes.
Sorry, I went
work.
Yeah.
And I actually got to the stage where there was, I think, the 13th Terry joke, and I just went, you know what, I can't be dealing with him anymore. I don't want to hear anything about Terry anymore. He's too easy to pick off. I've had enough. He's the Tiger Woods of football. I've had enough. Get rid of him. I don't want to hear about it anymore. So, Terry, fuck off.
All right.
That's
and
all right. That was in context.
You, and for you.
And for me, it, for
was
the...
in context.
For the headline that come out this week and then for the things that they've done over the last 20 odd years, they're an absolute disgrace. I'm putting the Sun in Room 101.
I'll second that.
I'll third that.
We're going to go and we all go, if you're going to go online and you're Australian and listen to this, go on the dailymirror.co.uk.
I always read the Mirror back in the UK anyway, mate.
Hey?
I always read the Mirror.
I was a Mirror man.
I think I like to recap mine. I think, never mind Jelovic, I think Margaret Thatcher.
Listen. We went to Coles earlier today, and there's the machine, you know, that a movie for movie, and they've got the Iron Lady, and I went, "Oh, we're going to rent that tonight."
Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
Margaret Thatcher is definitely.
Okay, all right. We've obviously gone off football once again. So, with 1 minute out, I think we should all say thank you very much.
Yeah, nice
thank
one.
You very much.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you very much, Miller.
Cheers.
Thank you, everyone, for turning up, and congratulations to us, episode 20. We turn 21 next week.
This one will not go missing.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. See you.
That was
easy, wasn't it?